drawn when I got big game against Cincinnati. Obviously, Randall was out that week, so if I snatched one up, I guess I kind of thought maybe you'd see a little bit more of him on offense. I mean, I know he's playing a big role in special teams, but is there just not enough snaps to go around there?
Yeah, I think the opportunities, with as much as we're changing personnel on every down basis now, I think you're probably right with the limited number of opportunities. I think if you look at, you know, each guy's snap count is probably down. You know, everyone other than probably Devontae, everyone's snap count is down a little bit, and that's mostly because we're getting specific in exactly who we want on the field at specific times and specific places. So, you know, that probably has a lot to do with it.
What do you think's made Devontae so productive? I know obviously the quarterback change, you kind of wonder how it was all going to shake out with everybody. It's obviously he's really jumped to the forefront.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I think his development, you know, this last year and a half or so has just been, you know, he's just got continuing to get better and better each and every game, each and every week. And, you know, he still has a lot of improvement to go, so we're excited to see where he can go with this thing. But I think his production over the last year and a half is just, it spoke for itself. And so you got to get him the ball. And he's become a primary focus of our offense to make sure that we find ways to get him the ball. And, you know, same way we try to get Jordy some touches and Randall some touches. But I think Devontae's done, you know, he's proven now, you know, over the last two seasons that he's worthy of getting the ball in a bunch of different ways, playing in the slot, playing outside, taking shots down the field, intermediate. You know, the guy's, you know, he's gotten his game to a level where he can be very productive in a bunch of different places. So, we've done a pretty good job of getting him in those different positions to be successful.
Do you see defenses adjusting accordingly, or do you think maybe you'll see more of that as far as matching your top guy against them or double teams or anything?
Yeah, I think teams that are built that way do, yes. You know, I think a team like we just played in Pittsburgh is, you know, they are kind of who they are, and they let their entire, you know, the 11 people work together to take away things that you do well rather than a specific defender. And so we have to be creative in those ways of attacking, you know, their scheme. And if there's teams that come at you, you know, a few weeks back, they, you know, if someone wanted to match him, then of course, same thing. We got to find different ways to get that person in uncomfortable positions and give Devontae a chance to take advantage of that. Detroit a few weeks back, Slay followed Jordy. So everybody has a plan, you know, finding a way to try to take away what we do best. But we've done a really good job of being creative and moving people around and doing a bunch of different things with everybody to try to prevent a lot of that stuff.
How does Tampa Bay fall in that? Do they match guys, or do you put you?
No, I think they're, you know, they're a zone-based team first. So they're a little bit more like Pittsburgh, where they're going to have 11 people working together doing what they do best. I mean, their pass rush is really good. On the back end, they do a really nice job of playing within the scheme, too. I mean, you look at Grimes, he's one of the best in the business at pattern reading and playing with vision of the quarterback and tremendous ball skills. So they kind of let the scheme, you know, they play through the scheme probably more so. So the anticipation is that I wouldn't expect anybody to follow them, but we're ready if they do.
Luke, you know, whenever we ask about Jordy and maybe his decreased involvement, you know, we hear, well, he's such a pro, and we all know that about Jordy. That doesn't surprise us. How do you get him the ball more? I mean, you know, we know the connection that he has with the regular starting quarterback. How do you get him more involved?
I think you have to look at the attempts more than anything else. I mean, I think when Aaron's playing, how many attempts does he have per game compared to Brett? So I think that's as big of a problem, or not problem, but of an explanation of why it is what it is. I mean, when you have 18 less attempts, that's a pretty significant number. So I think that speaks more to it than anything else. Jordy's a big part of our offense, and I haven't seen any decline at all. So we're just going to continue to do put him in the position where he does the things he does best, and we'll move forward. But I think it's more, you know, the lack of opportunities than anything else.